Tonight, the Pentagon says Iranian-backed militia groups are at it again, launching another drone attack on a base with Americans, this one in western Iraq. There were no casualties. But it comes just hours after a U.S. show of force intended to stop Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. troops in the Middle East. The U.S. conducting two airstrikes in northeastern Syria overnight, and according to the Pentagon, hitting buildings housing weapons and ammunition. The Pentagon saying the facilities were used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. The U.S. says its strikes are designed to stop the attacks without sparking a regional war.
We absolutely do not want a bigger conflict with Iran, no conflict with Iran, but we will never hesitate to protect our forces.
In the past 10 days, the Pentagon says U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have come under fire from Iranian-backed militias 20 times, saying 19 troops were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries as a result, and an American contractor died of a heart attack. And earlier this week, President Biden delivered this blunt warning to Iran's leader.
If they continue to move against those troops, we will respond.
Iran also funds and arms Hamas. And tonight, Israeli officials telling NBC News Iran helped train Hamas terrorists who invaded Israel on October 7th, massacring 1,400 Israelis, including young children and babies. Iran has praised the Hamas terror attack, but denied direct involvement.